Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. In that bed. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing Galway Bay. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus to sing Galway Bay.
And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Good early morning, everybody. This is Liam on Moon Songs, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I want to preface the show today by saying that I am coming off of an all-nighter after working on a final project for my poetry class that is due at 9 a.m., and I just finished it about 2 hours ago. And then I listened to music and I walked in circles around my dorm's common room because I felt like if I tried to sleep for about an hour and a half and then got up again, it would have been worse for me in the long run. You just heard Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl. Great Christmas tune. I'm sure you've all heard it before. And I played this one in particular because just a couple weeks ago, the lead singer of the Pogues, Shane McGowan, passed away. And my dad requested a sort of in memoriam for him because my dad's a Pogues fan. So that one is for you, Father Sennett, and I hope you enjoyed. And next up, we're going to have a song by the Avett Brothers, one of my favorite bands. This one is January Wedding, and I was actually just playing this on piano last night. I don't know if I can call it last night, because for me it was just like several hours ago. Technically, chronologically, it was last night, so we'll go with last night. But I was playing this on piano and singing, and it was very fun. I will hop in with commentary. You know, this is my last show of the semester. This is most likely my last time having a show at 5 a.m. on a Monday. So I'll be popping in with a little more commentary than usual, I think, unless I fall asleep and all the music just plays until my slot is over. Anyways, here is January Wedding, and I hope you all enjoy.
She keeps it simple, and I am thankful for her kind of loving, 'cause it's simple. No longer do we wonder if we're together, we're way past that, and I've already asked her. So in January, we're getting married. She's talking to me with her voice down so low I barely hear her, but I know what she's saying. I understand because my heart and hers are the same. And in January, we're getting married. And I was sick with heartache, and she was sick like circumstances we were born in. She knows which birds are singing and the names of the trees where they're performing in the morning. And in January, we're getting
popping in again for a brief bit of commentary. So in case you are just now joining us, that was January Wedding by the Avett Brothers off of their album I and Love and You. Fantastic song. Up next, we got a song from Big Thief called Masterpiece. And I want to use this opportunity to tell you all about my second choice of careers later in life. Keep in mind, if anyone is listening, this is a joke, but my second choice of careers is art thief. I feel like I would be a wonderful art thief. I could do a heist so well. I would study the blueprints of the museum. I would crawl in through the vents. I'm like 5'6", so I feel like I could figure it out. I would rappel down. I'm pretty good at climbing ropes. I've done it plenty in middle school gym, and even though that was 5 years ago, I still got it, I think. And I totally have an eye for the most expensive art in the museum based off of what? Based off of nothing. This is just spitballing, but anyways, hope you all enjoy Masterpiece by Big Thief. You just heard Masterpiece by Big Thief, in case you're just joining us now. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome back to Moon Songs. It's 5:14 a.m., and it's pouring rain, and I'm sorry if you're up early enough to be listening to this, but I'm glad you are. So up next, we've got a song by one of my favorite artists, Phoebe Bridgers, and it's called I See You, and it's actually the letters I See You, as in intensive care unit, but also the like ICU, like ICEYOU. That's the original name of the song when it was released as part of some single release at some point, but now it's just the three letters. And I felt like that was appropriate for today because for many college students across the country, it is finals week. And so today here at Tufts is the last day of classes. And I am so excited because I am going home in T minus like 12, 13 hours at this point. 13, let's call it 13 hours. And then I'm coming back for a couple of finals later in the week. But I felt like ICU was appropriate because that is where my stress is going to be sending me. Because, you know, I can only spend so long on homework and studying and exam prep before I burn myself out. So we're going to see how long it takes to get to that point. Hopefully it is not anytime soon and I can just enjoy my holidays. But we shall see. So anyways, here is Phoebe Bridgers with ICU.
Thank you. come to clear the song. But the only offering that comes, it calls, it screams as love.
If you're just now joining us, that was Paprika by Japanese Breakfast, who is an awesome artist. So the lead singer is Michelle Zauner, and she's the author of Crying in H Mart, which is a memoir about her life and growing up around her mother and then the passing of her mother. And it's an incredible book. I would recommend it to literally anybody. It's not a super long read either. I think it was 250 pages, so I read it in a couple of days and I really enjoyed it. Definitely check it out, because it's always so interesting to get another side of a singer or a band or an artist or whatever, because you hear their music and you think about them a certain way, but then you read their writing, you know, and it makes you look at them with a different lens. I would say the same about Brandi Carlile's memoir, I think Broken Horses it's called. Great book also. Would also recommend that to anybody. And just the same stuff I was saying. Like, it just gives you a different perspective on an artist you feel like you know through their music, which I think is super cool. And then Michelle Zauner, Japanese Breakfast, also has a wonderful performance on SNL from, I think, it's at least a year old at this point, but check it out. She sings that song and I think one other one, and I'm a big fan. So before we get into the next song, it is in fact everybody's favorite time, and that is the PSA. So this is a texting while driving prevention PSA. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextsstoprex.org. I'm going to read that again because I think I butchered it a little bit. stoptextsstoprex.org. And that's really wise words, especially for all of us who are going to be heading home for break pretty soon. If you're driving and you're getting in touch with friends from home, or you're saying goodbye to friends at school, just do it, you know, when you're at a rest stop, when you stop for the bathroom. Maybe not when you're driving, you know? Just something to chew on, just something to think about, something to ponder on this fine Monday morning. So anyways, the next song is by the Felice Brothers. Let's go with Felice. And it is Penn Station. And this song I actually discovered quite a few years ago at this point, because there's this podcast I listen to, Welcome to Night Vale, my favorite podcast in the whole wide world. It is so cool. It's fiction and it's just weird little news coverage and stories from this fictional desert town in the American Southwest, and it is super cool. And part of every episode, it says, and now time for the weather, and then they play a song from some smaller, more underground artist that you may not otherwise hear. And so I heard this song, Penn Station, and I quite enjoyed it. And so it's showed up on a few of my playlists in the past, and I figured it was time to bring it to WMFO. So without further ado, the Phillies Brothers with Penn Station.
Well, I died in Penn Station tonight, oh Lord. Well, I died in Penn Station tonight, oh Lord, in Penn Station tonight. With a toothbrush and a comb,
wanna keep it cool, but I know every time you move, got me frozen. I get so shy, it's obvious. Yeah, yeah. Catching feels like butterflies. If I say what's on my mind, what I hit bullseye. Woo! Shoot, I'm ready, aim and
a boo. If it's down well, I wanna be a boo. Underneath the neon lights, baby, electricity tonight, baby. I know love, it is such a funny thing, a mystery. Oh, gotta get to know you more. Cause I can feel a real connection, a supernatural attraction. I got the fish for you, yeah, 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 yeah.
You have stolen my heart, oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Never let it go, oh, oh, no, never let it go, oh, oh, oh.
Riding straight to my heart, oh yeah.
I got all the feels for sure, yeah, I got all the feels for you.
Oh, yeah. Boy, 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 you know,
I know I get the feels.
Boy, 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 you know,
I know you feel it too.
Boy, 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 you know,
I know I get the feels.
What's your intention?
You tell me, baby, what's the deal?
Oh, one look and I know it, baby. My eyes reveal that you give me the feels.
Oh, yeah,
my heart, oh, yeah.
Never let it go, oh, oh.
No, never let it go,
oh, oh.
Riding straight to my heart, oh, yeah.
I got all the feels for sure.
Yeah, I got all the feels for.
And you just heard, if you're just joining us, you just heard The Feels by Twice. And I am fairly confident in saying that is the first time K-pop has been played on my show. My friend Amy from AP Bio in senior year, actually, I mean, I've known her since middle school, but it's relevant AP Bio. I don't know. It'll make sense when I explain. But she's a huge K-pop fan. And we were asking our teacher to play music one day in class, and she was asking him to play K-pop, and he was like, well, I mean, not just any K-pop, like, what are we going to listen to? And she suggested this song, The Feels by Twice, and I ended up loving it, and now it's on, like, one of my main playlists. And I figured, just another one of those songs, it's time for WMFO to get, to feel it, to feel the feels. You get it. Up next is a total, like, banger. Just banger. It's Getaway Car by Taylor Swift. You're not even prepared. Is it too early in the day? No. It's never too early for Getaway Car. You're gonna love it, I promise.
It was the best of times, the worst of crimes. I struck a match and blew your mind, but I didn't mean it. And you didn't see it. The ties were black, the lies were white, and shades of gray and candlelight. I wanted to leave him. I needed a reason. X marks the spot where we fell apart. He poisoned the well, I was lying to myself. I knew it from the first, old-fashioned, we were cursed. We never had a shotgun shot in the dark.
You were driving the getaway car, we were flying.
We were cursed. It hit you like a shotgun shot to the heart.
You were driving the getaway car.
in a bag and I stole the keys. That was the last time you ever saw me. Driving the getaway car, we were flying, but we never get far. Don't pretend it's such a mystery. Think about the place where you first met me. Riding in a getaway car, there were sirens in the beat of your heart. Should've known I'd be the first to leave. Think about the place where you first met me. In a getaway car, no, they never get far. No, nothing good starts in a getaway car. I was riding in a getaway car, I was crying in a getaway car, I was dying in a getaway car, said goodbye in a getaway car. Riding in a getaway car, I was crying in a getaway car, I was dying in a getaway car, said goodbye in a getaway car.
Sort of a mini theme there with the last couple of songs. If you're just joining us, that was Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna. And right before that was Getaway Car by Taylor Swift. I'm playing these songs not just because they're amazing songs, but because my getaway car is coming tonight. My getaway car from school. My getaway car back home to my own room, my own bed, home-cooked meals. You know, just a little peace and quiet. And I'm just really excited for that. But at least for the next 12 and a half hours, I have to do something the Cranberries are very familiar with, and that is linger. I'd like everybody to know that that is at least the third, if not the fourth time I have played Linger on my show. And keep in mind, I've only been on the air for a couple of months, so just let that simmer. Let it linger in your minds. I'm gonna stop making jokes about the title of this song. It's just, it's been my favorite since like the summer. I listen to it all the time, walking everywhere, and I cannot get sick of it. And so I just have to share my love of this song with the world. And you know what? I think for my show next semester, I'm gonna start fielding more requests from people. Cause I feel like I've taken some requests from my parents and like a couple of my friends, but I really need to start reaching out more and just getting a feel for what people want to hear. Especially because I'm hoping that I'll have a better time slot next semester. No guarantees on that, but, I'll ideally have something more like in the afternoon or evening. So, you know, it won't conflict with my class schedule, but it won't be, you know, crazy early in the morning or crazy late at night or something, which tends to just be the same thing. Cause I know people who have 2 a.m. or 4 a.m. slots, and personally, I could not handle that. 5 a.m. is early enough. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see how it pans out next semester. I'm absolutely hoping to be back on the air, with a show. But we'll have to see how it's structured. Maybe I'll bring on some guests to speak. Maybe I'll bring on some co-hosts every once in a while. It's all very up in the air right now. I had started this show thinking that I would maybe invent silly horoscopes, which I really just never got around to. So, you know what? While I'm talking, actually, here's a silly horoscope. Aries, watch out for clouds. Pisces, don't watch out for clouds. They're your friends today. And Gemini, you're going to have an awesome, awesome day. And all the other signs, just go about life as normal. That's all I've got for you in terms of horoscopes today. So I've got a couple more songs for you guys. I'm going to play a childhood favorite of mine and then a current favorite of mine. So first up, we will have Lips Are Movin' by Meghan Trainor. And this song never fails to just make me get up and dance, so that's most likely what I'll be doing in the studio. And then after that, you know what? After Lips Are Movin', I'll check in one last time, and I'll let you know what the final song is going to be. But for now, enjoy some M-Train. Yeah.
About this bass, you really think I could be replaced? Nah, I come from outer space, and I'm a classy girl, I'ma hold it up. You full of something, but it ain't love. And what we got is straight overdue. Go find somebody new.
You can buy me diamond earrings and
Okay, and that was Lips Are Movin' by Meghan Trainor. I hope you all enjoyed. Maybe if you were listening not in the car, you got a chance to get up and dance. I know I did. If not, though, that's okay, too. Maybe you had a little jam out in your car. That's cool. Or maybe you just appreciated listening, and that's cool, too. That's what I hope for, folks. I hope that you just enjoy listening. I will be collecting feedback from, you know, my family that I made listen to this show or this semester. I'll be collecting feedback over break and coming back, hopefully, better than ever. So leaving you with one final song before I sign off for the semester, it's going to be Fearless by Taylor Swift. It's a surprise to nobody that this is going to be Taylor Swift. She's top Spotify artist for several years at this point. She's incredible. Time Person of the Year. Wow. But before I sign off for the semester, wow, this is bittersweet. This is Liam on Moon Songs, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And here's Taylor Swift with Fearless.
I don't know why. I was raised up believing I was somehow unique, like a snowflake, distinct among snowflakes, unique.